Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 63 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 4th of June 2007. So, I may as well start this podcast off roughly where I finished the last podcast, and that's speaking about me and my boyfriend Mike. Well, as you heard in the last two podcasts, maybe even three podcasts, me and Mike went through sort of a bad bit, but luckily since then we've got things all sorted to go. But you would hope that we'd got things sorted to go sorted since then. That was over a month ago, and this is, I'm going to apologise yet again, like I always do on my podcast, for the long gap between this podcast and last podcast, which was over a month ago, and I just spoke a little bit quickly, so if you can't understand me, I apologise. Now I'm going to go back in time and try and recap things that I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. So now I'm going all the way back to Monday the 7th of May 2007, which if you live in the UK, you'll know is a bank holiday. Anyway, since it was a bank holiday, Mike decided that he may as well take the day off work to sort of do something together. He normally works bank holidays, he always will have a change and go out to do something. So we basically, our day started about 8 o'clock, because he had to go and walk his landlady's dog and stuff, and then we basically phoned Mark, who's the person I live with, basically, not his boyfriend, but I do live with Mark anyway, we won't phone to that anyway, I live with Mark, and so we phoned up Mark, and I said, he wanted to do anything, and he said, well, yeah, he may as well, because he couldn't go hot air balloon like he was hoping to do, because the weather's not particularly that nice. So when we got there, we sort of had a little discussion about where to go, and we decided we may as well go to the Derby Downs. I'd been there twice before my entire life. Once was sort of when me and David broke up, and then once every time. I can't remember why I went, but I just know I have. Anyway, I think it's the first time that Mike had been there. Anyway, so we basically, Mark had a look in the map and decided roughly where to go, but Mark's been there a lot more than I have, so he knows where to go. So basically, Mark did all the jive, which I did feel sorry for, but I'm not sure to jive his car. So anyway, so we basically going through, drove all the way there, sort of in a funny way, we sort of went through Derby and that sort of way to get there. Anyway, when I sort of come to the first place in the Derby Dales, it's called Aspore, and as we're going through, Mike suddenly sort of woke up, they've been sleeping, so like, oh, I'm getting hungry. So we basically stopped off in Aspore and sort of found a nice pub to go and eat. We had to find a pub that we could sit outside with the dogs, but luckily we sort of found a pub that you sort of sat outside with us. And the sort of courtyard bits you covered, it was quite cold, but then we couldn't really go in with the dog. Anyway, so sort of, the pub was quite busy, so I had a little wait for food. But when we did get the food, it was very nice indeed. It was definitely worth the wait. And then once we'd done that, we had a quick look around Aspore, and then we all got back in the car and went to a place called Dovesdale, which this is my third time I've been there. If you live in East Midlands, you'll know where where Dovesdale is, but you'll see it in the intro to East Midlands today. It's basically quite a nice place in the Derby Dale, so you sort of got a river, and then you've got a footpath that goes up one side, and the footpath goes up the other side, and if you walk over, then you've got to walk over stepping stones to get to the footpath the other side, which is very nice. So we're luckily we went there, the ring stayed off for us. And then when you got back from walking there, we had an ice cream and stuff to drink, and then Mark had a quick look at the map and decided we could go. And then after that we went to a place, now this is where I'm going to say the name totally wrong, but I can't pronounce it, Dover Valley, or something like that. Spell it D-E-R-V. I mean, so I can't even read my bloody handwriting. It's D-E-R-W-E-N-T, and then Reservoir, which is basically apparently where they film the dam busters and where they practice during the Second World War, practice on how to sort of aim on a target and stuff. Which I couldn't believe the size of it. It was massive, of course. I'm from Scotland, so nothing compares to like natural rocks like Loch Lomond, but even then, to think that the reservoir is man-made, it is big, basically. So that basically was what we did that day. I know we did other stuff, but for life of me, I can't remember what. I'm sure when you got back home, we would watch Doctor Who and stuff. Yes, I'm a Doctor Who fan, but we won't go into that. And now we're going to go to the Friday the 11th of May 2007. Anyway, there's not really an awful lot to say about this date, other than the fact that if you read my news pages on my website, which I know I've been, as bad as podcasts, not been updating that much, but anyway, if you haven't looked at it, now's a good chance to go to. If you go to my normal website, yes, it's a www.gordon-valentine.com/news, and if you click on archive at the top, and then if you go right down to the bottom and then you go to the one what will say something like news archive April to May, And then if you scroll down there, down, right, nearly down to the bottom, you'll see what says Friday 11 with me, and in it you'll see a video that me and Mike made, especially me having a sore, and my wetsuit was to do, sort of. It needed a wash anyway, but I didn't mean had a proper wash since me and Mike went to Hunstanton, probably. It had been washed, of course, since then, but wetsuits, well, again, if you hang it up in the room, they get a bit dusty, so since we bought a digital video camera a while ago, I thought we'd make the most of it and start filming some videos of wetsuit lads. So anyway, especially the first video of me standing in the slower having a wash in my wetsuit. So if you, as I said, if you just go to that website you just I just gave it, you'll be able to see it. And also may as well do another plug. If you go to YouTube, which of course you certainly GS for, www.youtube.com, and if you put /GSValentine on that, you'll be able to see all the other videos so far that me and Mike have made. And now we're going to skip a couple of days and catch up with what else I've been up to. And now we jump to the 17th of May when me and Mike decided to go to Nottingham for the day. We haven't been in quite a long time, we both quite like Nottingham as well. One of the reasons we went to Nottingham was basically to go to the cinemas. The cinema in Peterborough is the showcase cinema, and let's just say it's a bit of a rip-off in my opinion. It's not particularly that clean, and it's just, well, not particularly that nice. So we decided, since it's our year anniversary coming up, we decided, well, we'll go to Nottingham for the day. Last time we went, we took the car, but we decided this time we'll take the train. I don't know why the train was so expensive. This is like save a return we got, and it was £18.80 each from Peterborough, which is a return. But if you think about it, it may sound expensive, but if you took the car, you have to pay for the petrol, and you get it to pay for somewhere to park and all that malarkey. So, pardon me, get the train, it's a lot easier. I was amazed actually, you got central trains and the train was actually left on time we got there. Actually, we actually ended up getting there a bit early because we had to stop in Grantham for a while because we'd got there that ahead of schedule to sort of the halfway station, which is Grantham. And then anyway, when we got to Nottingham, we sort of got off, and what did we do? We sort of had a quick walk around the Broadmoor Centre, and then the Victoria Centre, whatever the hell they call it, Queen Victoria, that's a pub in EastEnders, so we won't go into that. So I had a look around there, and then we basically went to the cinema, which is the main reason we went there, to see what time Spider-Man was on at. So basically, we went and found there was one on for about half an hour wait, so Mike basically bought the tickets for us, and then we did something really bad. We went after that, well, first we went to John Lewis, where Mike bought some soul and stuff, we did nothing bad in there at all, and then we went to W. Smith's, we did something really bad. We bought some Coke, not the bad Coke, it's in Pepsi, basically, and then we smuggled it into cinemas. As you all know, if you go to cinemas, buying stuff is bloody expensive, so, well, we will be bad boys and smuggling. Anyway, and then after that we both went to see Spider-Man 3, which I've been looking forward to seeing for a while, because I really do like Spider-Man, for more than one reason, because it's a really good film, and of course that you get to see Spider-Man wearing nice tight lycra and stuff, which, again, if you know me, you'll know that I quite like that sort of stuff, but the less said about that, better. Anyway, if you haven't seen Spider-Man 3, I would really highly recommend. I think it's personally, a lot of people have slated the film off, but I personally reckon it's probably the best one out of the three films, to be honest. And there are rumours that they're going to make another couple Spider-Man, so I really hope they do, because it was a really enjoyable film. So basically, that was what we did. Oh yeah, what else did we do in Austin? Oh yeah, when we were there, we also went to Frankie and Benny's, which I do really like Frankie and Benny's. The service when we went was very nice, but I don't know what it was, but the food, it wasn't quite up to scratch, but it wasn't bad, but it just didn't taste nice as me. But we can't complain, but the service was very good as well. Mike decided to order like a really big burger. He didn't quite imagine, but it was basically like a double burger with bacon and stuff, and it was even too big for him. And he normally can eat big portions, but even he couldn't finish it. Anyway, and then once we'd done that, we basically had a quick look around shops, and then it was back on the choo-choo train to get back home. And we got back home and decided not to bother getting the bus, because that would be a bit more money. We said it was a nice even, so we just walked. So we basically walked all the way back from the train station back to Mike's house, which is about a 45-minute walk. So that was basically what we got up to on that day. Now then, as I started off this podcast, me and Mike have now been going out for a whole year. We celebrated our first anniversary on Monday the 21st. And I've just thought it's Monday, I've mistaken my website, it says Monday the 21st, Monday of 2007, which isn't actually a month, but I've just fixed that in a minute. Anyway, so that basically means we've been going out for a whole year. The thing is, Mike was working that day, and we've been thinking about what we can do to celebrate the whole year anniversary, but to be honest, we couldn't think of anything really to do, and I've got the hiccups now. One of the reasons, admittedly, we did go to Nottingham was part to sort of celebrate the year anniversary, but we were hoping to go camping or something, but the weather recently, May, weather-wise, has not been that good at all. If you live in Britain, you'll know that April was probably, I think you reckon, it was the warmest April in the UK on record, and I reckon May might be one of the wettest May, and could even been the coldest on record, but I need two websites and definitely confirm that. So if I'm telling porkies, all that I can really do is apologise. And then, is there anything else I've been up to? I'll just have a quick interlude. So if you just speak amongst yourselves, so I'll try and remember what else I've been up to. So now we're going to jump a couple of days and we're going to jump up to the 31st of May. I'm going to tell you what we got up to that day. Well, basically the day started off not too badly, I guess. We got woken up bloody early because for some reason Mike's next neighbours were getting in your kitchen. Something like, sort of half 8 in the morning, so let's just say we sort of woke up and it's not bad if you wake up naturally when you get woken up at 8:30. Sort of a really loud sort of jilly noise. It's not the nicest way to get woken up, so... So both of these citizens are waiting for us to get up early and sort of faff around the house for a little bit. And then as we'd done that, Mike had heard that there were some jobs going in Peterborough, so he sort of went and drove and home a sort of a long way to find out if there was any jobs. There were some jobs, not the jobs that Mike was looking for, and worse luck, but I'm sure he'll find another job eventually. He's already got a job, but it's like anything, he wants to try and get another job that he can do maybe more than hopefully get a bit better pay, but we'll see how that pans out. Anyway, so what else did we do that day? Oh yeah, on the way back home we called in at Stanford, so I can go into the bank and as well. Mike's bank account is currently with NatWest, but we listened to things on the radio go about NatWest, apparently it's got some of the worst interest rates they are, so he's going to switch bank accounts, all going out to the same bank that I use, which is the Halifax, which offers far better interest rates as well. If you've got an overdraft, which Mike does, well, most of them have an overdraft, it also means you'll hopefully the interest rates are less than NatWest's. Rest and as well, the first £200 of your overdraft is also interest free, so even that will save him money. So he was in the bank getting that sorted out, and then after that, we went to Morrison's to get some food like we normally do. And then we got back home to my house. Yeah, that's where we're going, to my house. I know I'm this podcast and we haven't done on a little bit. Anyway, a couple days ago, before I'd ordered a chai pod from jessics.com. And what this is where it's irritated me a little bit. I deliberately didn't pay the extra to get the next day delivery, but what happened is they sent it the next day, so it basically turned up on Thursday, which it shouldn't have done, so it used to turn up on Friday, so it basically turned up on the day when it wasn't in. So it basically meant I either had the choice of waiting on Friday for them to deliver it or to drive up to Grantham. So I decided, well, nothing else to do, so we both basically drove up to Grantham to... The inter, I don't know the hell they call the place, CityLink or InterCity or something, some parcel company, and to go and pick it up. I was quite, when it was like Fort Knox, and you had to sort of ring the doorbell, and somebody had to open about 5 different doors to let you in, and then you had to like show them a little form to prove that it was you, and then show your ID. And then I went and got my chai pod. Woohoo, my chai pod. Well, since I bought a camcorder, I thought I was to buy a chai pod and stuff. So, anyway, so when we got home, I sort of played up the chai pod and stuff, and then we watched Doctor. So that's basically what we got up to on Thursday. Oh yeah, and then we'll jump on to Friday, which was the first of... Hang on, not going to lie. Oh yeah, but there's something else that we did on the 31st, actually. I'm just sort of getting a bit confused. Anyway, on the 31st as well, me and Mike recorded another YouTube video, but the weather was absolutely chucking it down. I mean, literally pissing it down. The water was basically running down the street like a river. So basically, I'd taken pictures before, but they weren't that good of this thing, what something that we did. So basically, Mike put on a wetsuit and basically went outside and tried to basically use a bodyboard down the street. It was quite wet, but not quite wet enough, but it made quite a good video. I think it also gave the next neighbours a laugh. So again, if you go to YouTube, so www.youtube.com/GSValentine, and there's one video on it called Mike Street Surfing or something, and you'll see it straight away if you look on that, and it's that, and there's a video of Mike on that. And that, I think, is basically it for this podcast. I hope you're bang up to date, and I hope I haven't rabbited on too long. This might even be one of my longest podcasts ever. It has been quite a long one. I'm not too sure how long it's been, but I know it's been a long one. So anyway, I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all when I do my next podcast, which will be any time within the next month, or maybe longer, because I've been that bad recently. So bye, people, for now. Bye-bye.